Siéntense.
Y pega de fregazos y luego regresa.
Siéntense, por favor.
What's happening right now is that Mr. Gorb went and provoked the police, and they ran over here.
Just hold down.
And the policemen are coming in. Just hold it.
Tell the police to hold it.
If you hold it, there's more people
police,
than there
it.
Are police.
Police, hold it. Back up, police.
Let me talk to the first. Tell
them hold it up. Hold it up. Police, hold your line. 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 Hold your line.
Approximately 10:34 today, across the street from Laguna Park on the northwest corner, at the Green Mills Liquor Store, we received a call of a burglary in progress. Upon arriving there, the deputies were met by a rock and bottle throwing mob, and it seems as though the situation has degenerated from there.
Coming in approximately, how many people were involved originally?
Well, at the park, prior to any violence erupting, there were between 6,000 to 10,000 people. It's very difficult to tell right now how many people are involved in the actual violence. It's a very fluid, mobile situation.
When was it decided to clear the park?
Well, once the violence erupted in the area, it just swept through the area, and it's been necessary, of course, since the laws are being broken. It was necessary to clear that area.
I came to march because I lost my son in Vietnam, and I thought this was something very good. But when I saw the cops hitting a little boy, 13-year-old boy, in the bus, oh, just about open, they said, I think this is not for a mother or anybody of us that had lost our son. And I saw this with my own eyes, and this is supposed to be free America, but not this way. Why do they have to hit? First they kill our sons in Vietnam, and then kill our sons here too. Like I saw this little 13-year-old boy, been his head just about open. All they were in the bus were just kids.
My name is Irv Sutley. I'm state chairman of Peace and Freedom Party. We were working with Peace and Freedom Party voter registrars conducting a voter registration here in East L.A. down at the park after the march. And when the trouble started, the police would come in and attack the crowd and then withdraw and try to draw the crowd out to them. And then they charge again. And when they reached the tables, they tore down the signs, started destroying the literature, and ripped up the voter affidavits that were there. And then they opened up with tear gas and drove people off and completed their job of destruction. Now, I was clubbed when I was carrying two Chicano kids that were lost to a help center that we'd set up for these people. But we saw instances of them beating young kids.